Kim Edwards' The Story of My Life is read by Holly Hunter.
You'd know me if you saw me. Maybe not right away, but you'd stop. Lots of people do. I bet you'd look back twice at me and wonder. I'd be an image, lingering in your thoughts for days to come, nagging like a forgotten name on the edge of your mind, like an unwelcome memory twisting up through dreams. And then you'd catch a glimpse of me on television, or gazing at you from a poster as you hurried down the sidewalk, and you'd remember. I'd come into your mind like a vision then, a bright and terrifying light. Some people see it in an instant. They call out to me and they stop me on the street. I felt their hands, the demanding pressure of their embraces. They've kissed my fingertips, have fallen to their knees and wept, have clustered around me, drawing the attention of a crowd. Once a girl even grabbed my arm in the parking lot at school. I still remember the darkness in her eyes, the way she begged me to give her a blessing to relieve her of her great sin. As if I had a direct line right to God. Hey, no, I told her, shrugging her away. You got that wrong. You're thinking of my mother. You've seen my mother, too, guaranteed. See her now. The star of the evening news. Standing with several hundred people in a parking lot. It's hot for May. And heat waves rise around these people, making them shimmer on the screen. Theirs is a holy path, a righteous vision. And if they must stand for 12 hours a day in the blinding heat 30 days in a row, then they will do it like a penance. They will not think twice. This clinic is at the edge of a university, and the protesters with their graphic signs draw increasing crowds. For days, we've watched the news clips. Ceaseless praying, bottles of red paint splattering brick walls, scared young women being led through the hostile crowd by clinic escorts. There's mounting tension, yes. The sharp edges of impending violence. But still, it's been a minor protest, something witnessed by motorists on their way to work and then forgotten until the evening news. It's nothing compared to what will happen now that my mother has arrived. See her. She's young still, long-boned and slender, with blonde hair that swings at the level of her chin. She favors pastels, crisp cottons, skirts that brush against the calf, shirtwaist dresses and sweater sets. On the evening news, the cameras pick her out, her pale yellow dress only a few shades darker than her hair, the white collar setting off her tan face, her sapphire eyes. Unlike the others with their signs, their chanting anger, my mother's serene. It's clear right away that while she is with this crowd, she is not of it. Her five assistants, surrounding her tightly like petals on a stamen, guide her slowly to the steps. The banners flutter above the famous posters. See me then, my sweet smile, my innocence. It's a black and white shot, a close-up taken 3 years ago when I was just 14. My mother strides before these posters, passing in front of one of me after another. And when she pauses alone at the center of the steps, when she turns her face to the cheering crowd and smiles, you can see it. The resemblance was striking even then, and now it's uncanny. In the past 3 years, my cheekbones have become more pronounced. My eyes seem wider. We could and sometimes do pass for sisters. My mother waves her hand and starts to speak. Fellow sinners, she says, and the crowd roars. Turn it off, why don't you? Sam says. We're sitting together on the sofa, drinking Coca-Cola and eating animal crackers. We've lined the elephants up, trunk to tail, across the coffee table. When I don't answer, he turns and presses his hand against my cheek, and then he kisses me hard until I have to pull away from him. We look at each other for a long moment, and when Sam finally speaks, his voice is deliberately grave and pompous, twisting the scriptures to his own advantage. Nicola, he says, drawing a finger slowly down my arm, your body is such a mystery to me. There's longing in his voice, yes, but his eyes are teasing, testing. He knows I know these verses, the ones my mother always uses to begin. My body is no mystery to thee, for thou didst knit me together in my mother's womb. He must also know that it seems near sacrilege to me what he says the way he says it. And truly, I'm flushed with his audacity, the breathless danger of his words.